Afghanistan's interim leader, Hamid Karzai, has been elected the country's new head of state today at the Loya Jirga now underway in Kabul. Afghan state television reports that Karzai won more than 80% of the votes cast. NPR's Ivan Watson joins us on the line from Kabul. Ivan, was Karzai's overwhelming victory expected?
It was, Leanne. Many thought that even before the formal list of candidates was published today, that Karzai was definitely going to win this election. In fact, today the Loya Jirga Commission announced that there was a letter with some 900 signatures on it from delegates, all nominating Hamid Karzai. That's almost two-thirds of the representatives in the tent before the elections even took place. On top of this, Karzai was endorsed by several powerful factions located here in Kabul. He was also endorsed by two former rulers of Afghanistan, the former king and the former president, Burhanuddin Rabbani. Both of these people had power bases and support among delegates. They could have posed a challenge to Mr. Karzai, but they both backed out. They refused to run for any position just 24 hours before the Loya Jirga began. So there was very little opposition to Mr. Karzai's candidacy going into this election today.
So who were his opponents in today's election?
There were two other candidates who passed the formal nomination procedure, and they were virtual unknowns. One was a man named Mir Mohammad Mahfouz Nijai. He is a deputy minister of mines in the outgoing government. The other was Masuda Jalal. She's a United Nations employee, and this is probably history being made here. She's probably the first female presidential candidate ever in Afghanistan. But the fact that neither of these people could even generate a quarter of the opposition votes to Mr. Karzai again shows that there was very little real opposition to his win today.
What was it like at the election? What was the atmosphere like?
Well, there's been a lot of audience participation in the tent. When the question was posed today from the chairman of the Loya Jirga Commission whether or not to have an open or a closed ballot, that prompted a whole lot of yelling and people offering different opinions from the tent floor. Two of the candidates, that's Mr. Karzai and Mrs. Jalal, they both stepped up to say, let's have a secret ballot to prevent any possible intimidation here. And then great pains were taken to show the 8 ballot boxes, to open them up to the crowd, to show how to do the actual vote. It's a power many Afghans have never exercised before. The ballots had photographs of the three candidates, and the counting was done on a table in front of the crowd. So everybody was allowed to witness how this election took place.
Now what? What happens next?
Well, according to the rules here, the Loya Jirga is then supposed to appoint key personnel for the next government, which will run the country for the next 18 months. It's not quite clear whether that means choosing a whole cabinet of ministers or just appointing a few key positions. Mr. Karzai is already the chairman of the outgoing government. Its mandate has not completed yet, so around the time of the 20th of this month, his government is due to end its mandate, and then he will need to be inaugurated along with the next government to take over the reins of power for the next year and a half.
NPR's Ivan Watson covering the Loya Jirga in Kabul, Afghanistan.